Chapter 16. Early Roman Emperors. Comprehension. Read this passage. In its early days, Rome was known as the Roman Republic, and its government was headed by groups of senators. However, as its power grew and its boundaries stretched, the political ambitions of the Roman generals, who played an active role in Rome's expansion, began to flourish. Eventually, it was the assassination of General Julius Caesar which brought an end to the Republic and established the Roman Empire. In its first 100 years, the empire produced both remarkable rulers who are remembered for their accomplishments and tyrants who may be better off forgotten. Caesar's nephew Augustus became the first Roman emperor in 27 BC. Augustus is credited with many reforms which brought peace and prosperity for the empire. He passed marriage laws to encourage the growth of families and reorganized Rome's finances. When the treasury was short of funds, he added his own money to it. Augustus's distinguished reign lasted until AD 14, when he passed the title to his stepson, Tiberius. Tiberius was not a very ambitious emperor. His strategy was to continue the reforms that Augustus had put into place. At first, Tiberius was considered a somewhat passive ruler, but this began to change as he grew more paranoid. His inability to trust others resulted in many deaths, and he is known for saying that he wished he could kill all Romans at once. Before he gave up the position in AD 37, Tiberius had gained a reputation for his cruelty. Caligula succeeded his uncle Tiberius as emperor. Unlike his uncle, who tried to follow in Augustus' footsteps, Caligula showed disrespect for tradition by appointing his horse as consul. This type of unorthodox behavior led some of his peers to believe he was insane. He was also notorious for his immorality and had numerous affairs with both women and men. His cruelty was legendary, and he was responsible for tormenting and killing members of his own family. As a result of his actions, his short reign ended when he was murdered in AD 41. Upon Caligula's death, his uncle Claudius was named emperor. Claudius was regarded by most of his family as a simple, stuttering clown. Neither Tiberius nor Caligula assumed that he would ever pose a threat to them. And while it is unclear whether Claudius was involved in Caligula's death, he was the one to benefit from it. As an emperor, Claudius was surprisingly capable and extended the empire's boundaries further. However, his reign was cut short when he was poisoned to death in AD 54. After Claudius was murdered, his adopted son Nero became emperor. Nero is perhaps the most notorious of all Roman emperors. He lived a luxurious lifestyle and gave expensive parties during which he recited his poetry and performed songs. Although he thought of himself as a cultured man of the arts, he is remembered for his excessive and terrible behavior. It is rumored that he was responsible for setting fire to a large area of Rome in order to extend his palace. He was also responsible for the deaths of his wife and mother. Inevitably, Nero's lifestyle led to his demise, and he is believed to have committed suicide in AD 68 to avoid being killed. Early Roman emperors were given the opportunity to rule a powerful and growing empire, though it can be difficult to understand why anyone would have wanted to take up such a challenge. Achieving and maintaining the title often caused these men to turn on their families and friends in order to protect themselves. In the end, effective emperors such as Augustus were allowed to retire in peace, while others such as Tiberius and Caligula suffered premature, violent deaths. In most cases, it seems that each emperor got what he deserved.